Well, from Google to Microsoft, from Disney to Walmart, a growing list of big American companies are doing it. And today, the fruit and vegetable processor, SPC, has become the first Australian business to make vaccines mandatory for all of its employees. The company is based in regional Victoria. It employs hundreds of workers. But the abrupt decision has frustrated unions, while experts say the legality of such a decision, well, it's complicated. Here's political reporter Noor Haider.
Oozing with SPC baked beans. SPC, made in our own backyard.
Fruit and vegetable company SPC says it wants to protect its own backyard from the Delta variant. The company is based in Shepparton in regional Victoria. Here is its chairman, Hussein Rifai.
We're one of the largest employers over there. If we're not protecting our employees and it spreads through there, then it will impact the whole town.
The company wants all of its 450 employees, including office workers, vaccinated by November. They were informed yesterday of the new ruling.
We will pay them paid leave to get vaccinated, and as well as some people or many people have a side effect in terms of mostly the first jab, so we'll have to give them a 2 days special paid leave for them to go and recover.
The federal government has mandated vaccines for aged and disability care workers, but SPC has become the first Australian company to make COVID-19 vaccines compulsory for its staff. Mr. Rafai argues the business is on sound legal ground.
We believe there is precedent for companies to ask their employees to do something that's reasonable to protect them, protect their co-workers.
He says the announcement was well received by employees, but the decision has angered the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union. Here's its national president, Andrew Detemar.
We thought we had a reasonable relationship with this employer, and yet yesterday, as I understand it, after working hours, we were notified that the company had simply decided that they were going to introduce mandatory vaccination and that all would have to be vaccinated by November. That's really a bit strange because, firstly, there's been no consultation.
He says a meeting with SPC has been arranged for next week.
We support vaccination, no question. But this issue about compulsion is another question altogether. Risk analysis and doing a proper plan in consultation with the workers and the union is all we're asking for.
When asked about the matter at a press conference in Canberra today, this was the Prime Minister's response.
Businesses have to make choices. And SPC, you've indicated the choice that they've been making. Qantas have been making similar noises about the choices they'll be making about how they run their business.
Scott Morrison says he'll be keeping a close eye on what might happen next.
Now, the legal basis for that, I'm sure they've taken advice about that, and that will be an issue that we watch very closely.
Giri Sivaraman is a principal lawyer at Maurice Blackburn and specialises in employment law.
It's going to turn upon whether or not that is a fair and reasonable way to manage risk within the workplace. Relevant factors are things like, what are the other ways in which risk can be managed? How's risk been managed to date when vaccines haven't been available? Will vaccines actually be available to everyone by November? Because clearly it's not going to be lawful and reasonable if you tell someone you must get a vaccine where they've registered and they simply can't because there's no supply.
He says he expects other companies may follow.
There will have to be some sort of exemption for people who, for medical reasons, can't get the vaccination. And I think employers will need to look at being able to provide other forms of work. When it comes to, we'll call them conscientious objectors, I suppose, for want of a better term, someone who says, I just don't want to get the vax because it's against my beliefs, that kind of position will be much harder to sustain. I don't think the law will be overly sympathetic to it.
Lawyer Giri Sivaraman from Maurice Blackburn speaking with Noor Haider.